While Rod Stewart was on tour this summer, he stepped out in Tuxedo and Tails and sang some of the old standards that have returned him to the pop charts.
And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Stewart has come a long, long way from his hard-rocking days in the 70s when he was a member of The Faces, a band that launched his career. The first ever CD retrospective of The Faces has just been released. It's called Five Guys Walk Into a Bar. Music journalist Ashley Kahn has this report.
In the early 70s, The Faces turned rocking under the influence into an art form.
Slow down!
Ask Rod Stewart to name the favorite part of his long music career, and he's quick to answer.
Without a doubt, I had more fun, drunk more, shagged more women in the 5 years I was with The Faces than any time before or since.
And I'm on it. Don't say you love me, 'cause I'm only together to go.
The Faces served as a bridge between 60s garage bands and the punk rock explosion that echoes today. In 1969, the group first appeared phoenix-like out of the ashes of the Small Faces, a British band best known for their psychedelic pop songs. At first, they were just four friends having fun in a London rehearsal room. Keyboardist Ian McLagan was among them.
It was quite a big room, but there were no windows and no air in there. It was a bit of a smelly place. It was underneath a flag maker's warehouse.
The four were McLagan, bassist Ronnie Lane, drummer Kenny Jones, guitarist Ronnie Wood, and no lead singer.
Luckily for us, Woody invited Rod Stewart down.
Stewart was hesitant at first to do anything but listen, until the drummer coaxed him into taking a turn at the mic.
Kenny went in and said, "Come on, have a sing." And as soon as he did, ladies and gentlemen, The Faces were born.
Faces arrived in 1970, a time when rock was starting to take itself a little too seriously. Groups like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and The Who were playing to arena-sized audiences performing grandiose rock operas. Even the Rolling Stones, whose loose and bluesy style The Faces were often compared to, seemed lost in the pomp and spectacle.
Wait a minute, honey, I don't think the joke's too funny.
Ian McLagan says The Faces came across as a breath of fresh air.
Back in 1969 and 70, bands were getting very serious about themselves. We were everything but that.
Don't try to tell me it's what you've been eating. Since when have you been falling for a ram? Get on me a song.
So many times, towards the end of the show, the people would be up on the stage. People would sit next to you on the piano bench next to you, you know. There were no security.
The Faces' high-energy appeal carried a feeling of barely controlled chaos. Stewart says there was a sense that anything could happen.
The uproarious sort of behavior that we got up to mainly came about because of lack of confidence, so we turned to alcohol to get ourselves in the mood.
Again, Ian McLagan.
The Faces did like a drink. You know, it was a misconception that we got up in the morning, got drunk, and that was how we stayed. We certainly didn't. I mean, we had a job to do. Yeah, we were loose, but we were loose to the point of perfection.
I asked Rod Stewart if he felt there was one Faces song that captured the essence of the group.
Had me a real good time, because that was everything about what the band were. We'd show up and we'd have a bloody good time.
When The Faces came to an end in 1975, many blamed Stewart's solo career ambitions.
Believe you me, if I would have stayed with the band right till the end. So it wasn't like I was looking to, you know, further my career on the back of The Faces, but they certainly helped.
McLagan now sees Stewart's departure from the Faces as inevitable.
I think he was bound to go solo, you know, didn't really overshadow the band, because if he had a hit, then we had a hit. That's the way we looked at it. But when we were billed one day as Rod Stewart and the Faces, I turned to my manager, I said, "You're fired."
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's mid-September and I really should be back at school.
The Faces ultimately proved the farm team for rock superstardom. Ronnie Wood became a Rolling Stone and Kenny Jones joined The Who. Rod Stewart became, well, Rod Stewart. Ian McLagan remains an in-demand keyboard player. The title of the Faces CD collection, Five Guys Walk Into a Bar, takes a poke at the band's boozy reputation. But it also suggests an appropriately informal venue for the group's devil-may-care spirit, an attitude that runs unbroken from the Faces through rock's biggest influences, the Sex Pistols, Black Crowes, Oasis. McLagan believes the box set arrives at a time when, once again, music could use some loosening up.
So controlled, it's back to the times of Bobby Rydell and all those lousy singers. I want to see young bands write their own stuff and, you know, start their own little label. Just do what you want to do and do it great and just be happy with yourselves and you'll knock people out.
Thirty years after their breakup, it's still worth remembering the Faces' undying spirit of loose, high-proof rock and roll.
Ashley Conn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. The Faces CD collection, Five Guys Walk Into a Bar, has recently been released.